Notice how it's all beef these days? Beef and bling. We're not talking fights and diamonds. We're talking words, language, slang, and slanguage. Hey, I'm Dynamite MC, and we're talking slanguage today. To talk about a ruck is old-fashioned, and the word bling is on the lips of people who are as close to hip-hop as the Queen. Words, like anything else, come in and out of fashion. So what about beef? Nas versus Jay-Z, Cool J versus Cool Moe D, Notorious B.I.G. made it fashionable to use the word to mean a disagreement and not meat. It was actually first used in this context by poor white farmers in the United States in the 19th century. It got picked up on the winds of word fashion, not only to spread to all corners of the hip-hop nation throughout UK garage and grime, but also to people beyond all of these scenes. If you're down for it and not up for it, if it's all good, off the chain, fat, ill, dope, for cheesy, maneezy, it's all language from the 52 states, as Roots Maneuver says.
It's an international kind of a language because American culture is so influential on all aspects of music that, you know, we don't even realize. Like in South London, you know, we, even though we're nowhere near Hawaii, we call police 5-0. It's like, why do we call them 5-0? But that, and that's a real American thing, you know?
That's the old 70s TV show about police on Hawaii called Hawaii 5-0 that Roots is referring to. As we all know, hip-hop is intertwined with the 400-year-old culture created by Americans of African descent, and they have generated a lot of the slang that is now commonplace in hip-hop. But some come from other American communities too, yo and gat being some examples that were originally coined over 100 years ago. Sick and dude have more recently been added from skateboarding and surfing culture. While slang experts say it's impossible to trace the true origins of many phrases, it is possible to say which rappers helped put them into place. The phrase pop your collar, a sign of self-congratulation and respect taken from the action of popping the collar of your shirt into position, was popularized by the rapper E-40, among others. He's from the San Francisco Bay Area of Northern California. San Francisco, Vallejo, Richmond, Oakland are all towns dotted around the bay like numbers on the face of a clock. Collectively, they make up what E-40 and now other local rappers playfully call the Yay Area, a particularly fertile area for slang.
Hey yo, what's going on? How's it going, Britain? This is your boy, Mr. Fab, a.k.a. Fabby Davis Jr. Mr. Fab, M-I-S-T-A-H-F-A-B. Money is something to always have, so stay forever after bread. Bread being slang, and I think everyone is Mr. Fab because everyone is after money.
Mr. FAB is one of E-40's proteges. The two collaborated on a tune on FAB's recent album, Son of a Pimp. Fabby Davis Jr. also likes to toy with the contents of the dictionary. For instance, his first album was called Nig Latin, in a tribute to the lingo he and his peoples use.
Nig Latin is not saying the N-word in like degrading form like that. Instead of saying Ebonics, it's just saying, hey, that's Nig Latin.
The phrase certainly got a reaction. At one end of the dial was the outrage expressed by the civil rights group, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, or NAACP. This is despite the fact that Nig Latin is spoken by people of all races on the hip-hop tip, says FAB. At the other end was the response from the white supremacist group, the Ku Klux Klan.
The whole issue was about how slang has broken down the English language, how their kids are coming home saying certain things that they don't understand, and basically they was blaming hip-hop. And what's so cold is that I guess they chose to coin my album title, which was Nig Latin, as maybe like one of the reasons. They was like, it's this darn Nig Latin that has our kids coming in not being able to relate to us anymore.
It was partly in response to this that Fab copyrighted this phrase, but he also copyrighted a few others, like
on Citas. Citas, like Spanish, like moms. Like when you're telling the truth, person be like, instead of saying like, swear to God, be like, man, put that on mamas. On Citas.
The aim is not to make money, but to get more recognition for himself in the Bay Area. After all, it was Bay Area people and groups like Three Times Crazy that first started saying phrases like off the hook, for shizzle and for sheezy, and more recently, hyphy, which means hyped up, hyperactive.
In the Bay, we don't get recognized for a lot of things that we do. They keep taking our lingo, and not including us in anything. So we just going to be like, we don't capitalize. They do it again. You know, take nothing away from Snoop Dogg and things like that. But they'll give him Snoop Dogg, great, great, great Snoop Dogg. But then you're like, come on, man. Snoop Dogg got his image from a lot of stuff that's going on up here. Like, you know what I'm saying? From the Too Short to the Mac Dre's. Like, you know? And Too Short's been rapping for 20-something years. Source haven't given him no Lifetime Achievement Award.
Fab took us to his regular barbershop, One For All, in North Oakland, to talk slang with the locals. He stopped outside to tell us a bit about his area.
Some of you guys are familiar with the Black Panther Party, which started right here in Oakland, California. Actually, not too far from the location where we're at right now. The En Vogue's, MC Hammer's, Tony. Oakland, who has birthed artists like the Hieroglyphics, who are worldwide, well-renowned. You have Dale the Funky Homo Sapien. You have Digital Underground, Shock G, where Tupac really just came and really soaked up a lot of just life and which spawned a mentality that he gave to the world.
He headed through the shop and out into the garden at the back, bringing his friend Karen with him.
Gonna hold it down. I got a couple questions for you. You know, the first question is, what is Oakland slang, and is it different from other Bay Area slang or just West Coast talk in general?
I think that West Coast slang and Bay Area slang are pretty much almost the same, except for different cities. We all have a couple words, but a lot of the same meanings.
Do you have any, like what's a few examples?
Things we say in Oakland, people in Richmond probably wouldn't say. Or somebody, things they say in Richmond, we probably wouldn't say out here. Like, we don't say ka, we say car. You know, let's go to our car or our scraper. They don't really say those scraper, and they say they're going to get their cas.
It's just like, we're so close, and it's different. Like, you know, like 10, 15 minutes away, it's a whole different slang. But who first used some of the words like the bling and or I'm feeling it, I'm feeling myself, or, you know, do you got any examples of who first really used the slang like that?
Well, I think one of the most popular persons out right now would be, rest in peace, his soul, Mac Dre. He started a lot of the most popular sayings right now, even though he's not here to carry them on. But he has basically made us say these things, whether we wanted to or not. Examples would, I'm feeling myself. A lot of people say that. I'm feeling myself means, you probably think that you are the total bomb right now. There's no one better than you right now. And I'm feeling good about me.
Is there anybody else like in the Bay that would be like known for like slang?
E-40 is one of our biggest. And you know, you make up things as you go along.
Then his friend and fellow rapper Jay Network came out to chat. It might surprise some in the UK that Americans don't always understand British accents, even though English comes from our part of the world.
Have you ever met anyone from Britain, and how do you feel about their accent?
Well, actually, I met this guy from Britain. He was an employee of mine, but he was a pretty cool cat. You know, I didn't really know what he was saying sometimes, but, you know, the more I talked to him, the more I understood what he was saying. I asked him to kind of, like, break it down, you know. But like they say, my mate or something like that, and we say, what's up, my n***a, or whatever, something like that, you know?
Mr. Fab tried a few English phrases on his homie.
These are some slang words in Britain. Okay. So tell me, what do they mean? The first one is ends.
When you say ends, I would probably think you're talking about money.
Okay. That's what we say out here?
That's right.
The next one is blood.
If you say blood, I'll probably think you're talking about a gang or something from out of L.A.
Okay, the next one is nang.
I ain't got no comment for that one. That's different.
The next one is butters.
Butters, I probably think that was your partner or something. Like one of your friends.
The next is decent.
Oh, you say you decent, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of girls say I'm a decent-looking brother, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? You know, you stay neat, stay fresh and clean, you pop your collar and let them holler. You know,
the cliche is that the United States and Britain are two nations separated by a single language. And even though British people can often understand all the words a U.S. rapper speaks, we might not fully get all the references being made. Hey, it's Dynamite MC, and you're listening to Slanguage on TXU. Back in the UK, people seem to draw their own line in the sand when it comes to how much American is too much American. East London MC Crazy Titch has his own boundaries. For instance, Titch won't say a lot of these words, but he says crib after having seen it on MTV show of the same name, and beef is a lie because...
I don't care where it started from, I just like the sound of it, beef. Yeah, I say beef all day long.
Even though he's got words like tizzle and holler on his website, Titch resists a lot of this US language, particularly when he's spitting his bars.
There's only a certain amount of guys that dick ride their American slang, isn't it? I'm not one of them. I talk Cockney. And the guy you need is the wannabe Tupac guy. You can just look outside, you'll find him. He'll be like, yes, dope, I know, yeah, I say dope, I say heavy, I say it's off the hook, off the shizzle, my nizzle, and all shit like that. I'll say like that.
Titch's mum comes from St. Lucia, but he sees himself as a Cockney first and foremost.
I'm from the East End, people talk Cockney. Wherever you're from, that's how people talk, it's how you talk. Because it's what language is, isn't it? You get spoken, you listen, you recycle and say it back.
But you realise how commonplace some American words are now in the UK when one of Titch's youngers, Vortex, shows up and introduces himself as one of the kids in the hood. The hood?
A hood, innit? Neighbourhood. It's neighbourhood. Our hood. This is the hood. Stratford, Plaistow, East London. That's the hood that they're all from.
Vortex is what Crazy Titch calls one of his...
What else?
If you weren't into playing with words, then you wouldn't be much of a rapper. It's about wordplay. Back in Brits, I know we got like 10 different meanings for the word spang. There's riffing, running. You know, as Titch says, you hear it, you take it, you recycle it. So where does Wallia come from then?
It means warrior, isn't it? But I actually think it's Somalian. And it's for oi. But it sounds, if you break it down, it sounds like warrior, isn't it? But they say Wallia. So I've been calling my soldiers that. They're my little warriors.
Hey, this is Dynamite MC, and we're talking about Slanguage on TXU.
I'm Tony Thorne. I'm a slang collector, I guess. But I'm sitting here in a university in London, in my office, and you've come to talk to me about a kind of language that's very rarely heard inside university walls, language of the street. But that's my interest and my job, if you like.
According to Tony Thorne, who teaches at King's College London, it's not just hip-hop culture that is the biggest influence on UK youth speak, but black speech in general. This state of affairs has existed since the 1970s, when reggae began to gain currency in wider UK culture.
So although they've been here, black people, black popular culture, black music's been here for centuries, it was only when it became marketed, to be cynical, you know, which means the 1970s and even the late 70s, that it really started to have an influence. Because then in the US you get disco culture, then you get hip-hop culture, and then in the UK you get reggae, and then hip-hop crosses over. And then suddenly black culture gets this huge power, economic power and status, and then the language really starts to have an influence.
We're primarily talking the languages and dialects of the Caribbean. British speakers have long adopted local words from colonised lands. You've got pucker from India, or the word dosh, which comes from the African word dash, which means a bribe. But these languages weren't absorbed as much because, as Tony explains, they're not actually English, unlike Caribbean talk.
I mean, these words like slack, meaning kind of immoral, this is a sort of 17th, 18th century usage that used to be used in that way here. So it's a kind of very old-fashioned, sort of rather romantic kind of dialect of English, which is still spoken in the Caribbean, but to which the people there have added all their own words.
It also reflects some shared features of the many African languages originally spoken by the enslaved when they first arrived there. For instance, do you yam food when you're hungry? Yam, or nyam, is actually a word from Wolof, a West African language which means to have a good nosh. A few words from other languages spoken in the UK do seep into you speak, just not to the extent that black English does. For instance, Tony says you get some Asian words.
There are a few. Chuddies, meaning kind of underwear, is a kind of comical word that Asians use, which I've heard white kids in London using. You know, eat my chuddies and bite my chuddies. You know, so look at his awful chuddies, this kind of stuff.
And then you've got the kind of slang that comes from white working class people.
Manner is real old white working class and criminal slang going back to at least the 19th century. And it was kind of irony, I think. So whereas the rich man, the aristocrat, actually had a manor, you know, a manor house and an estate, the poor criminal or the poor policeman had their manner in the East End. And, you know, it's still used.
You've also got rhyming slang, a constantly changing feast of linguistic fun. You even get rhymes made up of patois, for instance.
Roy King.
For.
Scene.
West Indian patois has become the common denominator for British speakers of all ethnicities on the UK urban music scene and in general too. UK rapper Ty says he felt he had to conform and use West Indianisms when he was growing up, even though his parents are Nigerian. But the influence does work in both directions. Rodney Smith, aka Roots Maneuver, has parents from Jamaica but grew up around a lot of Nigerian families in Brixton.
My Nigerian friend's mum always used to refer to just me as "you people." When are you people going over to America? I'm like, but it's only me. And I find myself saying it now. And I say it to my girl, "Hey, you people best calm down." And she's like, "What people are you talking about?"
And anyway, as Roots Maneuver says, UK patois is different from its original West Indian parent.
We tend to mutate language, you know. So my grasp of Jamaican patois isn't quite as true to indigenous patois. So it's mixed with an English kind of a London slant, come a Cockney slant. Jamaicans don't understand it, let alone the English understand it. I think most UK English people understand it.
We caught up with him at the Coachella Festival in California earlier this year. He admitted that most people in the audience wouldn't understand what he was saying, even if they get the overall gist of what he's about. It's the same for other British rappers too. This reflects the fact that we hear a lot more of the Americans than the Americans hear of us. And, as we've said, people in Britain are much more familiar with Afro-Caribbean turns of phrase than our US counterparts, as Mr. Fab makes clear.
You have to be used to hearing that dialect to understand that, like, what they mean, like, what they talk. Fortunately, my girl's from Jamaica, so I hear, like, a lot of it sometimes. So, like, especially, like, her parents. Like, it's so hard to hear that. What is it called? Patois. So it's like, it's English. Like, she, for a long time, she said, he's speaking English. I'd be like, I can't hear it.
Hey, this is Dynamite MC, and we're talking about slanguage on TXU. You got to give it to the younger MCs on the garage scene. They really have their own talk with much less of the American influences. For instance, what about Nang, meaning good? Some South Londoners prefer to use
grimy, gully, heavy, and basically just say good. We don't like using East Side words.
But just as we see the global trends witnessed by the lingo of the hip-hop nation, so we see our very localized trends in what is popular. This is what Mr. FAB was talking about in the Bay Area, and it's true in the UK too.
I'm Ashanti, aka Lady Toxic.
I'm Sparky, and I'm repping TOS. Fugged out soldiers or true operators of South.
These two 15-year-old girls live in Peckham, South London.
But like, Don't you think, yeah, East talk different from South, yeah, and definitely West talk different from South, yeah. Now, our bedroom from West, he talks bare different words that we don't talk. Like, say, in South, yeah, like, we're going to a shubs, yeah, like, meaning party. But whether, like, shubs, yeah, that's mainly used for house party, yeah. But in West, they use rave for house party, like, a rave or anything.
Yeah, they do speak different, but I'm surprised because they're not too far from each other. South, I don't see why they speak so differently. But with the same accent, though.
Ashanti and Sparks talk to Ashanti's dad, Martin, about slang. He's from Handsworth in Birmingham.
In Handsworth, like, how do people talk?
Well, compared to London, when people talk, they seem like they're singing, right? They've got lots of slang for different words, which sounds totally different from the London. In Dudley and Wolverhampton, they've got a language called... What's it called now? Black country. It's called black country slang. And it just sounds totally different. I don't even understand it myself.
Brummies were some of the first people to pick up the Izzle language in the UK. But Mr. Televizzle himself, Snoop Dogg, recently told Radio 1's Joe Wiley that he's over that now. According to Tony Thorne, slang stays around for much longer than people think it does. What happens is that they personally stop using it. But doesn't it seem like everyone's saying ends these days? Back in the 80s, aspiring British rappers rapped in an American accent because hip-hop just was American back then. But now rapping is global, and here in Britain, it's almost a sin to do so. Back then, you wouldn't get signed if you didn't. Now, you won't get signed if you do. That said, everyone uses an American word or phrase, here or there, if it fits better with the flow. And some MCs find that when they're travelling around Britain performing, Americanisms are better understood than the slang they use on their own home turf. But while we're using more Americanisms than we realise, the British way of emceeing over drum and bass, reflecting the influence of Jamaican sound system culture as it does, is a fashion we've set all around the world. Now you've got US MCs sounding like they're British when they're on the mic. But you've always got to be careful to know what you're saying. For instance, foreign MCs picking up the word chief need to realise it's not a compliment. Hey, you've been listening to me, Dynamite MC, talking about slanguage for TXU on One Extra. Bless.